Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right, Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at bellisiofoods.com/careers.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a happy Friday here, right here at Main Street TV, where we have two very special guests on the program today. We have, of course, our good friend and Jackson County Dog Warden, Jennifer Hughes, along with
Jingles.
Jingles is here. She has her own microphone and her own chair, and she is ready to go home with somebody very special.
Yes, we've had her for, well, she's got a Christmas name, so we've had her for quite a while, and
I have no idea why. She's... Look at that. You are a ham.
That's a double shake. Okay, hold on. I'll give it to you. She's definitely treat motivated, so easy to train.
Yeah, very easy to train.
She's a doll. She is a bit of a cat chaser, but I think it's mostly just
boredom.
She's interested and bored, right?
And she's like, I love them. I love, like, not I want to eat them. Like,
right.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I love them. Yes.
She, and she's easily trainable. So I think a cookie would easily distract her from a cat and get her to ignore cats. She rode so well. She jumped in the car without a problem, sat in the passenger seat, looked out the window, whined at passersby. So she's been a very good girl.
She is the most, and I don't think our camera does it justice. She's the most beautiful, like, butterscotch color.
Yes, she is.
She is gorgeous, and she's super soft.
So they can see your beautiful eyes.
Yes, and she has the prettiest brown, light brown eyes. She's like, I know, look at me. Give me another.
And she's a pretty laid-back dog overall. Especially
for being at your facility for a while.
She occupies herself. She was making crazy noises yesterday, like fighting, like growly rustling sounds. Like, she's in there by herself. She was in her bed, like, doing that thing where they scratch their back and holding a toy and growling at it. And was just having the time of her life.
Just entertaining herself.
Yeah. And of course, by the time I pick up my camera, she's like, what are you doing? And stops.
Right.
But, oop, here, no, I'll get you another one.
Jingles.
Who's
so,
girl?
I know she has kind of a, you know, most animals that end up with you, are very well taken care of, first off, but have kind of, you know, weird stories, some weirder than others, but, she is a sweetheart and needs a home.
Yes. She, we don't know a ton about her past, but we know what she's been like with us, and it's been sweet as can be. We've not had any, you know, aggression issues from her or anything. She definitely likes to please people. So I think she would be a bed hog.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel it, huh? Look at that face.
No.
Oh,
so
yes.
Now, is she ready to go? I think you said she's already been fixed.
She has been spayed. She's already had her microchip. She's sponsored. And all of a sudden, I can't remember which one of our sponsors sponsored her. But we've got a few people that have been sponsoring adoptions. And so her fee is paid. All the person would have to pay is $14 for the dog license.
You're kidding.
And And she's ready to go. Yep.
Look at her. And she is precious and so well behaved being in a strange place.
Yes. She barked at one person. And I don't know what it was that was different about them coming down the hallway, but that was it. Everybody else, she just kind of wagged her tail and stuff. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I love everybody.
She does seem a little iffy about men at first, especially if she's in her cage, but out of the cage, it's totally okay. Different.
There's probably a reason for that.
Yeah, there's probably been something happen, but she's gotten over a lot of that, too, since she's been with us, and when we have volunteers that come to walk dogs, we like to send her with the guys so that she gets used to them. And I think she's learning that, you know, men aren't a bad thing.
Yes.
Look at the camera, not the floor.
Look at her. Look at Dylan.
Let me see. What's...
Do you see yourself?
Are you critiquing the music on the radio?
Oh, she sees. So, you can't see this. There's a guy playing a guitar over here on the screen, and she is talking to him.
What's... Okay, now she's going to go. Is she going to look?
I think she's going to look. How hilarious.
So
evidently, she likes guys with guitars.
Right? Come here. Come back over here.
Hi. I don't have treats.
She does. You are so sweet.
Come here.
So you would say she's probably, I don't know if she's a mix, but definitely some pit bull in there.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
You know, again, I was telling you off the air, I think. Was it off the air? That I couldn't sleep and I was watching Caesar all night. The dog whisperer. And if he is a fan of pit bulls, then everybody in the world should be fans of pit bulls. He loves pit bulls.
Well, they're very social dogs. And usually when you see them that have gone bad, it's because
it's the human, not
they've
the
not,
dog.
Well, and they've not been allowed to do what they want to do, which is be social and be around people and being chained up in a yard or in a kennel without any interaction just kind of breaks their spirit. Yeah, because they want to be around their people. And
what were pit bulls originally like bred for?
Eating all the treats.
Eating everything.
There's a lot of different, the pit bull category includes like Staffordshire Terriers, American Pit Bull, the American Bulldog, things like that. A lot of the times they consider some of them like to be like the nanny dogs, like they would be there to take care of the kids and, but be made rough and tough enough that they can protect, you know.
The thing I've noticed a lot about pit bulls, but they are so very sweet, but they're strong,
mm-hmm.
and they're solid.
Yes, very, very muscular.
About how much would you say she weighs?
Oh, gosh, I can't.
60 pounds?
I can't remember how much she weighs now. I'm thinking she was around 50-some.
Yeah. You haven't missed a meal.
It's been a little while.
Big girl.
She's a good girl, aren't you?
She's a great girl.
You're very good girl.
Very good. Well, cool. So if anybody is interested in our sweet jingles here, please reach out to me or to Jen at the Dog Pound. But you came for other reasons today, too. Yeah. Okay, now she just laid down. She's chilling.
So she's not the only one we have available that's been sponsored. We have multiple dogs that have sponsored adoptions. And like I said, you just pay the $14 for your license.
Yes.
And the other fees are paid. So that adoption fee includes their county license and the spay and neuter surgery, which she's already been taken care of with that. We had her done.
Okay.
But for...
because she's old enough.
Yeah, and for some of the other dogs, it's difficult to keep an eye on them and have them heal properly, but her temperament was such that we were like, okay, I think she'll be fine.
Yeah.
She didn't have any problems. She didn't chew stitches, things like that. But where we're just such a smaller operation, yes. Putting a dog in there that's got stitches, Not next morning we come in and they've like, you know, destroyed their cone and torn open stitches. Yeah, who knows?
Not good.
But anyway, so you generally are responsible for taking the dog to the surgery and picking them up, but that's already been paid.
Okay.
We give them vaccines. We worm them. Some of the dogs, if they're showing symptoms, we go ahead and Lyme test them and start their treatment. Some dogs have been with us long enough that they've already had their 30 days of treatment.
Okay.
Did I say they're microchipped? So fixed, microchipped, yeah. Licensed. We send them home with a leash and a collar if they have a favorite toy, things like that. So you get a lot. You get
pretty much one-stop shop if you are. Oh, I am so sorry. Please forgive me.
You get a nice head start with all the, you know, medical stuff being taken care of as much as we can.
Yeah.
Of course, there are always things we don't know about or, you know, things that come up later, but as far as the basics, you know, that can be a couple $100s of a vet visit.
Sure.
Already, you know.
And let's talk about for a minute puppies versus older dogs. So you think that Jingles is about 3.
Mm-hmm.
and having a puppy at my house and how I have watched all of evolve in the year and a half that I've had her has been, I mean, she's a completely different dog than she was, you know, right. When I got her. So I'm thinking, and I was ready to pinch her head off a lot of times. It's a good thing that puppies are cute. But I'm just saying, and my point to that is if you're not, maybe you're not a puppy person. Puppies, as you say, chew things up and they're going to pee and poop on your floor.
Puppies are work.
They're hard.
Puppies are work. And puppies are more susceptible to things. So, you know, Jingles is ready to go and meet people and be social. She's had her vaccine. She's old enough.
And you don't know with a puppy what their personality is going to end up like.
Or how big they're going to be. A lot of people live in apartments and the puppies that we get, we don't know. I mean, we can best guess. I mean,
you can only look at so many paws and
right. Yes. We can kind of, you know, well, if they're this size at this age, maybe they kind of look like this breed, but, I mean, it can be a surprise, like my Poppy. We thought she was more dachshund than anything else. No, she's just a scruffy beagle.
Who knew?
A friend of mine got a dog that had the markings of a husky. He looked like a husky pup, and he grew longer, but not taller, and it turns out he's more corgi than anything else, because his legs are only this long.
I feel you.
So he was thinking, you know, and those were great big feet, big thoughts.
Because corgis are big dog bodies with little legs.
Yeah, big stocky legs in proportion to the puppy. But as he grew, the legs just didn't go anywhere. So my guess of, you know, maybe large breed husky. No, it was more a large corgi, but...
Hey, whatever, man. But, you know, the fun thing is there are those DNA tests out there, which
are so
great because, again, you can – well, there's so many reasons why you should do that, but for health reasons and to know what you're getting yourself into. And
you can find family members.
Yes.
So Poppy's with hers. There's a brother somewhere locally, but I've tried to reach out. There's, like, an anonymous email, and they've never responded. So
that is awesome.
If you have Wisdom Panel and you have a
I didn't know
dog that kind of looks like Poppy, check your email because I've been sending you an email and I'd like her to meet her brother.
You know, it is so interesting that you say that because I couldn't tell you when it was, but I saw a dog walking down the street and I said, that looks just like Poppy. And Jamie was like, it does. So I wonder if that was it. If I ever see it again, I'll stop him and ask.
It could be another, it could be another litter mate. We had tested some puppies and it turned out that their most likely great uncle was at Ross County. They had done a DNA test on this dog.
Really?
And so I had done the anonymous email and Jen Thomas at Ross County had emailed back and I saw it and I said, Jen.
Oh my gosh.
It's Jennifer Jackson. She's like, oh my gosh. Okay. So where did you get the dog? And so then we were kind of trading stories and sweetie. They found other ones. So basically one dog, and this is just a testament to one dog not being fixed, just had really populated
really
the shelters.
Gone to.
And when you think, oh, I'm giving these dogs away to good families, then we shouldn't be able to see generations of puppies that are all coming back to each other in the shelters. And we did, which was a very, very interesting thing and something that, you know, if I knew where these dogs all came from, I'd like to say, hey, the puppies you gave away, by the way, you know,
there's a whole lot of them
out
there.
And there some siblings popped up someplace else, but they had been like transferred or something like that from a different one. But anyway, so it was like multiple generations that had shown up. So anyway, get your dog fixed.
Yes. So you sent me a few photos of some dogs that I believe are up for adoption.
Oh, okay. Yes. So let's talk about that. And then we'll talk about some things that you guys have up and coming.
Yeah.
Oh.
He is such a pretty dog. I don't know if this is Helios. We call him Leo. I don't know if he's Rottweiler, German Shepherd-y. I don't know. But he's a pretty boy.
Oh, what a...
He's got
a
great
smiling.
Little smile. Yeah, he's got a great smile. Deluxe. Okay, she is one of my favorites right now. And I would have brought her, but you have expensive equipment.
look how pretty she is.
Dee is a goofball. She loves everyone and everything. So she would be wanting to go around and say hello all the time. Like, there's not a stranger in the world.
So she would be great if you were like an active like hiker or something like that.
She loves other dogs. She loves the cats. The cats are just like really seriously again. Because if they're sleeping in the office and she comes in the office, she is just facing the kitty trying to get it to play. Like she is all about playing. In a sense, she has poor dog manners because she doesn't do a slow, hi, I would like to play with you. She just does a, hey, let's play, and just goes for it. And some dogs, it kind of like puts them off for a minute, but she does not know a stranger. Big dogs, little dogs, she doesn't care. She wants to play with them. They're her best friend. Aww. They just didn't know it yet.
This one I like.
Magnitude. Oh my gosh. Magnitude. He's beautiful. He's got a little floppy ear. He's very German Shepherd-y.
I was gonna say he looks very Shepherd-y.
Yeah. We've had him long enough that he's just finished his Lyme treatment. He had a little bit of a limp. Ear. So we went ahead and tested him and he was Lyme positive.
Okay.
Heartworm negative. So that's a good thing. He is a big boy. He needs more leash manners, but he's not a very hyperactive dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think he'd be a good one that a couple walks a day, he's fine, and otherwise he's just going to be hanging out on the couch.
Okay.
That's another one of Helios.
Oh, what? That smile.
Black dogs are so hard sometimes to capture their color, and he's got such pretty, like, reddish-brown markings.
Oh,
Roxy's cute. Her spots are actually more of like a dark blue gray.
Oh, cool.
And she's a good dog. Her owners moved away from what I understand and had left her in an apartment. She's a good girl. She is housebroken. She's lived with kids before.
Okay.
So,
now we might have already talked about this one, but I wasn't sure.
That's Leo sticking his nose through there. I was taking pictures of dogs and I just couldn't resist that big, that big nose.
He's so cute.
So Mars and then his sister's Venus, but they're
so pretty.
Okay. So yeah, they're brindle, but she's more of a merle. We're assuming they're Aussie mixes, but their coloring is very odd. Like, he's got that, like, black saddle, but a brindle face and brindle feet, but the back is black. They're very interesting. They're definitely some herding breed. They have that sort of slightly nervous apprehension sort of deal, but they're lovers. They love people.
Are they bonded? Like, or
they could be separated. I mean, they're young too. Of course, they like each other for security. They'd probably like to have a companion dog, but they will definitely
look at especially her
if
face.
There's especially oh. if there's people to love on them. They're like, okay, well, I don't care about my brother or sister. And they're a smaller dog. They're maybe put on a little bit more because I'm thinking they're about 10 months to a year. But again, they were found stray, so I don't know for sure.
Like border collie size.
Yeah, they're
but the markings aren't like the color isn't right.
Right, they're interesting, but they're you know that so 40 pretty. Pound range. Even if they gain another 5 pounds, that's not a huge dog to deal with.
Yeah.
And not a big thick coat. And we do have there we go. We do have some border collies. We've got two border collie boys. Their owners were. Displaced and did not have a home. So these dogs lived with a lot of
Most
cats.
Water.
A lot of cats. They traveled in a van. They were in a van. Sorry.
Are you snoring or talking?
they were living in a van with a bunch of cats. And
down
so,
by the river?
So they're fine with cats, let me tell you.
Okay.
But they are very definitely border collie. They like to fetch and run, and one's a little bolder than the other one. But they love water.
Okay.
If you want a dog that will go and do water stuff in the summer, or you want
yeah,
to
like
teach
if you
a
like
dog
the kayak
to do...
or yeah.
Or you want to teach a dog, you know, that... They catch the balls and dive in the water. These are for you because both of them try to fit in their water bucket. And I don't mean water bucket. And we have to strap it down so that they have water to drink.
Aww.
Because they want to play in the water so much. They're hilarious. They just, you never know if their cage has been cleaned or not because it's soaking wet.
It's just, yeah.
Because they've tried to dig and play in their water. So if you want a kayaking friend, and they're not huge, they'd make a gut nice, you know, you're not trying to carry around a 80-pound dog,
right.
You know, you've got a nice, manageable size, and they would love to go and camp and canoe and
awesome.
Get muddy and, I don't know, probably
That's
learn
fun.
To herd things and play fetch. Yes, exactly.
You know, it is interesting, and so he's one of the border collies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're looking for that kind of dog, there's your dude.
And they are always, like, ready to play, so it's hard to get good pictures of them because they're...
It's funny how...
They make weird faces.
I said I have the only Labrador Retriever in the world that A, cannot swim, and B, does not like to play ball. It's just Marley's personality to be like the chill dog. But these guys are. Is she snoring?
I think I woke her up, but we'll see. I think she was.
She's so loud. How cute.
Now she's just staring at the microphone. Like,
she's
why did
like,
you
why
put
is that,
that here?
Microphone? Oh, there's Jupiter. Okay.
Okay, I think I might have got confused here. So let's backtrack for a second. So Mars and Jupiter. Are siblings.
No,
Mars and
Venus
are siblings.
Venus.
Yep.
Those so Neptune.
And Jupiter.
And
yes.
Jupiter are also siblings.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I thought we were talking about the same pair of dogs here for a moment.
No. Yeah, that's... Tell me about it.
I know, right? Are you ever like, I can't remember which one you are.
Someone will say, hey, I saw that black and white dog on your page. I'm like, okay, right now we have 4 black and white dogs. Pick. Which one? I don't know.
I need you to tell me. Speaking of, the last time I talked with your fellow that works out there with you.
Ben.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. He was saying that you guys are pretty populated. So mm-hmm. About how many dogs do you have right now?
When we counted last night, we have 21.
And I can remember having events where you didn't have dogs to bring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... Here we are at, we didn't, we. I remember the one year you had to go borrow some dogs from some other county.
Yes, because, we did. We were like, can you bring some dogs? We don't have any.
Yeah, and that was wonderful. But so now 21.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means we need to have another event, by the
right.
way.
Right. And it's everywhere that rescues are full. People just aren't adopting. Fosters aren't wanting to foster. Fostering has become more long-term. We've never done fostering before because our average length of stay was generally less than a week, meaning a dog came in, it was on its stray hold, we advertised it for a few days, and then it went to a new home or a rescue was able to take it. And now, like you can see with Jingles, we've got dogs that we've had since last year. And
you are so pretty.
Their length of stay is really dragging out.
Which is not good for anybody.
Right, right. Yeah, the longer they're with us, you know, we do all we can, but it's not a home. It's not.
You guys definitely do the best you
right.
can.
We try to get them, you know, two or three walks a day. They get some time in the play yard. Generally, we try to do play groups so they can be with other dogs, but we've been so swamped lately that just cleaning their kennels is taking so much longer that we don't have time to do the play group. So the more volunteers we have, the better, which right now we don't really have. We have just one person that comes on a regular basis, of course, Lynn Straw, who is amazing.
Yes, she is.
But other than that, you know, we need people. If you just can do, you know, one day a week for a few hours. Some dogs that we get need just one-on-one time. They just need to sit outside and be brushed and talked to and come out of their shell. Or we try to avoid having puppies just because there's so much susceptibility to illness, but sometimes we have to have puppies. And some of the ones we've gotten lately are too young to even adopt out to go to fosters, things like they need to go to fosters to be adopted out. So we have to be very careful with them. When we clean, they can't go outside. So they still need some interaction, you know, in a controlled way. So
here's a lot of things. You know, if you do live in an apartment or and you can't have a pet, or maybe you just don't have the time that you feel like you can dedicate to having a dog, this is a great opportunity.
Right.
You can literally volunteer at the dog pound and have any kind of canine therapy that you need.
Right. And if you've got, you know, teenagers that are insisting they want a dog, have them come out and do cleanup and give the dogs baths and walk them. And
this is going to be your life.
Right. This is what you have to look forward to, you know, and even if there's a certain kind of dog that you're looking for and you're not interested in adopting what we have, just spending time with them will make them more adoptable. If we've got dogs that are extremely shy, and of course, like I said, a lot of them need leash training and things like that, that it's just not in our schedule to be able to do a lot of those things. So if you think you're capable of doing some training, even just taking them on walks and teaching them to sit and not pull, that will make them adoptable to somebody else who is not as familiar or not ready to start that, and at least shows them that the dog is able to learn things like that, and it makes a big difference. It does.
Well, very good. So please think about adopting. So, okay, you were telling me when we were talking the other day that you have a yard sale coming up.
Our spring yard sale at Christ Church on Portsmouth Street next to the police station. We're going to be setting up, tonight, it's Friday, from 2 to 5:30. So if you have donations you'd like to drop off.
Do you take clothes?
We're not doing clothes or workout equipment. Because we get so much, and it's, we don't have anywhere for it to go afterwards because nobody takes it. But you're welcome to drop off your donations. If you need volunteer hours for school, community service, whatever, the ladies there are happy to sign off on whatever paperwork you have, or if you just want to come to help an early bird shop. You can, helping to unpack the boxes, put stuff on tables is a huge help. We'll have people show up with truckloads, and sometimes they're older folks who can't unload their own things. So having folks just everybody grab a box and bring it in is a huge lifesaver. So we'll be setting up from 2 to 5:30, and then the sale will be from 8 to 2 on Saturday.
Okay.
And I'm sure there'll be people bringing donations in right at 8 a.m. to be put out as well. So again, we need volunteers through that sale, help people pack up items, carry them to their car, things like that. But we usually are able to, you know, have a pretty good sale from that. And one of our goals is to get enough earned to be able to do some epoxy on our floors, because right now it's just the raw. I think it's the cowboy hat.
It's come here. It's the guy with the guitar again. She loves him. She's like, I love that guy.
Or maybe it's the cowboy hat. I don't know. So yeah, come and shop epoxy with us. Yep. We want to get our floors epoxied. It will help our cleanup time tremendously. Yes. And it's better for the dogs. It doesn't hold bacteria.
Concrete's porous.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. That's what she says. And it takes longer to dry.
How
and in the winter, you know, it's
How
no fun.
How do you feel about it, huh?
So, yes. So come to our yard sale. Help us raise money. Okay. If you want to just stop out and donate cash, that's good.
Absolutely.
And the yard sale is being run by our booster group, support group, whatever you want to call it. We have the ladies have transitioned over to a registered nonprofit. They were working under the title of Friends of Jackson County Dog mm-hmm. Pound, but going to this official nonprofit will be helpful for folks who want to do donations that are tax exempt, you yes. know, through them, girl. Things like that. So I'll give you this magnet so you have it.
Okay.
But yeah. The new group is Jackson County Animal Allies. They're on Aww. Facebook.
I love it.
They're on Facebook. Basically, it's just sort of a amped up version of what we had. The goal is going to be that they're going to, you know, search out larger donations and work on specific projects like the epoxy of the floor. Wonderful. Instead of doing, you know, the other group, we did kind of, I guess I shouldn't say we because it's
them,
not me. Yeah, right. I'm the beneficiary, or the pound is, but they do all this work. And the friends group would, you know, buy food for the blessing box and things like that.
Right.
So this one will still continue to do things that Friends of the Pound did, but has loftier goals to do the larger projects. And they would also like to see a lot more, you know, volunteers. So you can contact them directly even to do volunteering at events and things like that. Because, awesome. You know, I'll be dropping by the yard sale to drop stuff off, but these ladies are going to be working their heinies off running that thing. So
okay,
yeah,
all right. What else do we have going on
so
before the cowboy hat comes in?
Yes. So we if you're interested in applying to be a dog warden, we do have an open position.
Oh.
But get your applications in on Monday. We're going to be doing some interviewing on Thursday, so get those in.
Okay. Where do you apply?
At the Jackson County Commissioner's Office.
Okay.
They're in the Job and Family Services Building on South Street. Right. So stop in there, grab an application, fill it out.
It is not at where the new Sixth Sense Brewing Company is.
Right, right, right. You can stop there. And,
I mean, please,
you know,
stop in, but not to... Hey, listen, if you want to fill out an application, I'll get it to Jen.
After she reviews it, sees if she wants you first.
Yes, I will scream first.
Right. So... it's a tough job. I won't go into everything here, but there's a two-page list of expectations, duties, or whatever that you sure. can get there at the commissioner's office. Of course, we need volunteers like crazy. We operate with two full-time wardens and one part-time, and that's doing everything. All your dog at large calls and dog bites.
365, 24/7.
Yeah.
I mean, it never ends.
Yeah. It's so we need all the help we can get.
I wish you could see how she's laying with her back legs. Like
she's full, like frog splat.
Yeah. Doing the whole frog splat. Yeah,
for sure. Of course, our funding is solely dog licenses.
Yes.
Get your dogs licensed.
It is the law.
Yep. It's the law. Every year, every dog, that's what runs us. We don't get tax money. We don't get general fund. the more people that buy licenses, like they should,
yes,
the better we can make our facility. The more capable we are to respond to calls faster and things like that, because we can afford to hire people. Some people don't know we have a spay and neuter program.
Okay.
So you come into the office on a weekday between 8 and 12, or you can call and make an appointment. $100, we can't take cards, and we will get you registered with one of the local vets to have your dog spayed or neutered for just $100.
That's a deal.
Regardless of size, it's $100. We use grant money to pay the other portion.
Okay.
So you have to use one of the vets that we work with. So Dr. Anderson at Animals Unlimited, Dr. Kidd at Mount Zion, Dr. Parker at Walnut Hills, okay, Dr. Davis at Davis Veterinary Service in MacArthur, and then we also work with North Fork and Chillicothe with their vets. And
awesome.
It's, you can't beat it. $100, you know, and get your dog fixed. You don't have to worry about the cancers and...
I could do a show on that.
Blah, blah, blah. Right.
Yeah. We could.
Right. So... microchipping, we've had quite a few dogs lately that have been microchipped. One person, it was amazing. It was up to date. Everything was there, verified that that was the owner. Another one was a dead-end chip. No one had ever registered it. The person may not have known that they were supposed to register it. And then a third had outdated information. We were never able to find that person. So get microchips. They help. But also, if you have them, get them checked. You can contact us with your microchip number, bring your dog in and scan it, and I can run it and tell you what it says.
Well, and here's the thing. If you want your dog microchipped, you can do that as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Jen here, out of the kindness of her heart, will like help you get set up,
mm-hmm,
with registering it.
Right, right. The chips that we use, it's a free registration. You can also get me your chip number, and I can let you know who it is registered with, and if it's not registered, we'll go ahead and register it for you.
Okay.
On May 11th, there is going to be, it's not the last one, because I think there's a rabies shot clinic that Dr. Anderson is doing this weekend, and the rabies vaccines are $5.
Okay.
I share it on our page later. I can't remember exactly what days or what time and everything and where she's at. But on May 11th, Dr. Parker will be at the Jackson Fire Department, and we will be there doing microchipping. So if you need a rabies vaccine, $5. If you want to come and get your dog microchipped, it's $20. And at that date, on the May 11th, from 1 to 4, there is also going to be a 4-H group there doing... cutie marks, you know, like My Little Ponies, how they have the little designs on their booty.
Yes.
So they've got stencils and little spray paint, like a little heart. Oh, it's so cute. And so you can have that done, take their picture, whatever. They'll also be, I think they're selling homemade dog biscuits.
Nice.
And people snacks. And I'm not sure what all they've got up their sleeve, but it's Canine Clovers. It's the... Jackson,
the
dog-focused 4-H group. Right.
Yeah.
They're also going to do a thing, if you want the cutie mark, on Sunday, April 28th at Tractor Supply.
Okay.
From 3 to 6.
There you go.
And they're doing nail trimming for, I think it's a $10 donation or something. They'll trim your dog's nails.
Okay.
And it's not just kids. There are adults involved that are
seasoned
skilled professionals. If you have a hard to trim nail dog, mm-hmm, bring it out, $10. They'll wrestle it for you and get nice. That taken care of.
Love that.
So, and of course, it's getting warm out. If you need shelter for your dog, we do have some dog boxes still. We do have a little bit of straw left to give out to folks if they have a really muddy area, but switching over from the cold weather to the warm weather, make sure you've got plenty of water. Don't leave your dogs in the car.
Yep. Yeah. For the love
and,
of God, don't put your dog in the car.
Make sure they have shade throughout the day.
Yes.
Shade at noon doesn't mean there's still going to be shade at 2. So right, kind of watch the yard and what you've got going on if they're tied out through the day or if they're you know, out there any length of time, make sure they have shade. But
okay,
yeah.
So all of those things.
Yeah, and if you lose a dog, come check with us and take your dog home, because I don't want your dog. I want the dog to go home.
That's the most unreal thing to me. Yes, we want your dog to go home with you.
Yes.
Like, why is the dog pound not the first place that people call? But
yes. And check our Facebook page. Whatever. We post pictures. You know, when we get dogs, we scan them for microchips, things like that. So, hey, this is not. No, you don't need to. Just because somebody made a noise at the door.
Did you pinch that dog? Isn't she pregnant?
Yes, somebody's at the door. Hey. Hey.
The treats work every time.
Come here. This is not your house now. You don't get to. All right.
Well, let's give one more look before we have our other guests come in.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
She's so good at this.
Definitely check out our Facebook page for upcoming events. Volunteer as much as you can and come to our yard sale.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. And come get Jingles. Yeah. She needs a home, don't you, honey?
Come meet her. Even if you wind up not bonding with her,
there's a whole lot
about a dozen others that are ready to go. So.
Well, very good. Well, thank you, girls, for stopping by today.
You shake? Say bye.
She learned a new trick today while being here.
All right, you ready to go? All right, thank you guys.
Oh, thank you. And I think you're going to head on over to the radio now, aren't you?
Okay, sure, yes.
And then Dylan, we'll have to get everybody situated. Bye, Jingles. It was very nice to meet you. You're such a sweet girl. All right, well, let's go over your weekend weather forecast while we're switching out our guests here. So for today, it looks like some partly cloudy skies, highs around 77 degrees, lows around 58. For tomorrow on your Saturday, a little bit warmer temperatures with highs of 80, lows of 60. However, we do have that little bit of chance of rain in the forecast, about a 30% chance. But Sunday, look at that, and Monday, we have some sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s and lows in the low 60s, which is awesome. So we are looking very, very forward to that. All right. Hey, she's back.
I'm back.
Very good. So come on over.
Okay.
We have some more guests here on the program. Come on over. Have a seat. And we are going to chit-chat.
Is he coming on too?
No.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You got to put us back on there, Dylan. So I know you guys didn't hear, but our puppy dog that was from the pound was sitting in the chair that you're sitting in. Hope that's okay.
Yeah.
But you were singing, and it was on that monitor, and the dog was just like... loved it. Just absolutely lost that's her mind. Awesome. That she was like, "Oh, rah, 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 rah."
And that's she, like, kind of how I feel when I hear her sing.
So I'm like,
"Oh, so sweet,
super duper duper cute." So welcome back.
I know. I'm surprised you had me back. I'm
Tracy's
not
here
that
again. But you brought a guest with you, so let's meet her.
Yes.
Hi. So we kind of are putting on not our Dogwood Festival hat today, but we're doing skipping ahead to next week where we're talking about the Wild Turkey Festival.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell everyone who you are.
My name is Julia Neville.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're so happy to have you here. And you'll be singing at the Turkey Festival.
I will be singing there.
She's headlining.
And I'm so excited.
You're headlining.
I can't wait.
Oh my gosh. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Julia Neville. I am a country singer and I love to write music and, you know, get people's heartstrings. And, you know, you never know what people are going through, you know, when you walk into the doors.
That's the truth.
And you just want to make people forget about life for a while. And that's my goal. And to make people smile and just forget about life and relax and enjoy, you know, the time that they're there. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal.
Very, very good. And that's kind of what we talked actually when you were here and talking about just letting people escape for a minute. Because life's hard.
It really is.
She's really good at it.
Oh, so very good. So do you sing all your own original songs, or do you sing some other, like, cover songs?
Yeah, I do covers, too, mostly. Okay. I mean, I do my own, but I love to do covers because that's what people can relate to, because they know those songs.
Yeah, they can sing along.
And then sprinkle in your own songs, and they'll be like, ooh, I like that song. And then they're like, can you play that again? And I'm like, yes!
Yes, I can.
Sure. So, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So when will you be playing at the... Now, are you playing at the festival, too? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I open for her.
Okay, you're opening for her. For you. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And what day will that be?
Friday.
So Friday, starting at...
Friday night, I think she starts at 5:30.
8:30.
And then we're
at 8:30. I'm doing the National Anthem at 5.
Okay.
And our... Wait, no, 3. No. I can't remember right now. No, but I do the National Anthem, mm-hmm. and then I do my show, and then she takes the stage. So I kind of open for her, which is a huge honor for me.
I'm so excited. So did you guys know each other before this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually met at convention. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I met her at the OFEA convention, and we just hit it off because we're like, I feel like she's the... My sister from another mister.
I gotcha. Yeah.
We just really can relate, obviously, you know, being musicians and women in the industry. Right. Yeah, just
so often
girl power.
It doesn't work like this. When you meet people, it's more like, yes.
Like, I'm better than you.
Wasn't
or
that energy at all. It was more of this kind of camaraderie or commisery. You want to think about the sides of the business that make it so much harder for women that we should... Be helping
build
each
other,
building each other up.
You know, and it's that way in so many walks of life, and I don't understand why women are so mean.
Why you gotta be so mean?
Exactly.
It's a good song to sing, because, it's true.
Because we're literally doing the same things and with the same intent behind it, so why not kind of join forces? And
we should be each other's cheerleaders, right?
And I feel like that's how this goes.
Yeah, and if you help each other, you grow and you get better, right?
Yep.
And then you're more, I feel like I'm more successful because I have you by my side.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And Michael, he does lights and sound for us sometimes, and it's just.
And I come and help. I'm helping with the show that you're doing. I'm coming and helping you with the light.
You're like, I know that song, so we could do the lights right there and right there. See?
Yeah.
It's just cool.
Across the road. Good. And we bring the audience with us.
Very
good. It's really cool that to be able to bring the audience with you in that journey.
So who's this handsome young fellow here?
It's my hunk of burning love. He's my husband of 22 years. We've been married this year.
Aww.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, so cute.
And I can't keep my hands off of him. I love him.
Oh, isn't that adorable?
You'd think that you'd be like, bleh, you know, after 22 years. But nope. I love him so much. He's my biggest cheerleader, and... I would not be sitting right here if it wasn't for him. So,
that is awesome. So, how did you get to singing? You know, a singing career. How did you start out?
So it's funny because I was 8 years old. I've been singing since my mom said I could sing before I could speak, and I was 8, and she actually helped me with a song, "The Greatest Love of All" by Whitney Houston.
Whoa!
And we were at the fair, the Crawford County Fair. And I was in this like booth, and it was like a karaoke booth, and you could sing a song, and they'd record it, and people could hear you if you wanted, you know,
if you wanted to belt it out there.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
So I peeked over the thing, and I didn't see anybody out there. So I start singing, and when I looked out, when I was singing, you couldn't even see the ground. I was like, what? Like all those people? What are they doing here? So I walk out after I was done singing the song. And I'll never forget that moment. There were people crying. There were people smiling. There were people laughing. Aww. There were people, like, sharing the memory, like, the moment. They didn't have their phones at that time. I'm old. So they didn't have phones, you know, back then. But they were just experiencing the moment. Right. And I looked at my mom, and I said, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And so I have sang my little heart out.
I love it.
Sang my little heart out since. And
really?
Yep. And then I was on my way to Nashville, and my stepdad passed away. He was my fourth dad, and he meant a lot to me. He was the only dad that didn't do, you know, some bad things, and just meant a lot to me. And on my way to Nashville to sign a record deal with Brooks and Dunn's manager, and I got the call that he passed, turned my car around and never looked back. And I didn't sing for 13 years, and I actually, he talked me into singing at a karaoke contest at the Wild Turkey Festival.
What?
Yep.
Cool. And
so the Wild Turkey Festival means a lot to me.
I was going
to
say, there's a big old place in your heart for that.
Yeah. Right. It started that whole thing, and I still to this day don't even know what happened. I just know that a scout in the audience was there.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call him a scout. I don't know. But he was somebody that was working with Ohio Opry.
Okay.
And he was in the audience, and he said, hey, would you like to sing at the Ohio Opry? And I'm like.
You said, uh-huh.
Sure, I didn't even know Ohio had an Opry.
I didn't either, but that is awesome. Yeah.
So we did, yeah. And I signed a record deal, and the rest is history. And
well, it is so fitting then to have you back at the Wild right. Turkey Festival mm-hmm. and to be singing there. Professionally.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I actually sang a couple years ago. You guys probably don't recognize me. That's probably why. Because I've lost 100 pounds.
What?
I'm no longer blonde. Yeah, my whole life has changed in the last 2 years. So
right.
We actually played. What year was that? It's been. Time so I did the karaoke contest, and then I did a show, and I don't know when it was, but. We did a show, and I saw the turkey drop, and I'll never forget that. I've never seen anything like it in my life. That was the coolest thing ever.
Do you know what that is?
Well, now she does.
Now I do, because they told me about it in the radio interview.
That way you're not on stage like I was going, what in the world are y'all doing?
What are they doing?
I was like, what are you guys doing out there?
Just out there waiting for a turkey to poop.
Michael's like, Julia, you just never know what you're going to say. I was like, just what are you people doing out there? I have no idea. And they caught it with a turkey drop. I'm like, that is funny. That is the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it now.
I mean, that's one of those things that you go to you go to Columbus or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah. And they're like, the turkey drop, the what?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're going to love it. Really, really do that. Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, and these people are like, yeah, come on, come over here, come over there. Like, it was so cool.
Bribe the turkey. Yeah.
It was so funny.
You got to wonder what the turkey's thinking.
Yeah.
Like, man, why are these people all like watching me? Are they trying to eat me?
You do have to wonder, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, what's the turkey thinking at the time? Because they're not very smart, I heard. So.
He's like, oh, get an audience.
I got an audience.
They love me. I must put a show on for them.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Yeah.
We should write a song about that. The turkey drop.
Dude, if you do not do a turkey drop song, I'm just going to tell you.
The turkey drop.
Well, we have to have the harmony, though.
Yeah.
We have to come up with the tune and then the harmony, and then, you know.
We'll get it.
It's a process.
So have you girls sung together?
No, we were just talking about
that. You guys should.
That would be awesome.
It's going to happen.
I can hear our dog friend.
I know, the dog's back there. So I hear a dog. I'm like, there's a dog here. I have to find the dog.
I almost brought mine, but yeah, Michael's like, no.
I'm just going to tell you, if you ever want to get a whole lot of people in one room, bring a dog to the office. And everyone's like, whoosh.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. I told you.
Yeah. Yep. If you want me in the room, just bring a dog. That's
fine. Right. Same.
I'll be there. I'll never leave. As long as the dog's
yeah.
You know, I guess I was like following her dog before I was following her.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
I was like,
because I had him in my little pouch. Yeah, he's only 5 pounds. He's a little Pomeranian. And he does come to my shows, so I'll probably bring him to the Wild Turkey. And he's, like, right here in my pouch. And some of the artists were like, Julio, the people are coming to your booth because you got your puppy. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's the way to do it. You bring a
baby.
Those
are my people.
Or a puppy. You get them every time.
That is true. So, yeah, my husband had to take our dog without me to the vet up in Columbus. And we... So he stopped by with her we take her, our vet's office is right beside BrewDog.
Uh-huh.
So she loves to go there and whatever. We have an old lab. And so I was like, just take her without, like, go have a daddy daughter date and like whatever. So he's texting me like, you have no idea how many people have stopped by and talked to me about this dog. I'm like, probably picking up all the women,
yeah. Could you imagine if you had Chip?
Right.
Oh man. So cute.
It's bad enough when he's got his hat on.
Right.
That's right.
You got to chase him off.
That's right. Yep. Handsome devil over there, I'm telling you. Right. We're not going to put him on because y'all won't be able to control yourself. So what's your favorite song to sing?
Ooh, I would probably say the new one that I just wrote. It's called, well, I really like to sing Survivor, but I can't sing it yet. I cry every time. I wrote a song, my first song, Survivor, and it's just, it's talking about something specific, but I made it broad because everyone survives something.
But it means something more to you. Right. Yeah, I get it.
Yep. And then I just wrote a song about, like I said, I've lost 100 pounds. My whole life has changed. You know, not being like someone else, just being who I am. And it's called Just Be You. And, you know, you got social media and stuff and how we compare ourselves to other women or other artists or whatever it may be. And how God made you, you know, just the way you are. And he only made one of you. And how you, yeah, the song is just talking about being yourself.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite. And I talk about my sobriety with alcohol and being in this business, it was just easy for me to drink it because people just, you know, and I have not had a drink for over 2 years and it's been the best decision of my life. And sharing that with other people, because I never thought I could do it, especially getting up on stage without the alcohol, like the, the courage.
Right. You need your liquid courage, right?
So I haven't had any of that and it's been amazing. But to... You never know what people are dealing with out there, like I've said before. Is, but talking to the people and hearing them talk about that, it's just amazing to be able to relate to them and say, you can do it. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So
there you go. So how do people, if they can't make the show, which will be next Friday, week from today, how can people listen to your music?
I'm on YouTube, Spotify. So Julia Neville Music. And Neville is N-E-V-I-L-L-E. And Julia Neville Music on Facebook. Okay. JuliaNeville.com.
All the
You can Google me and you'll figure it out. You can even ask Alexa to play Julia Neville and she'll play my songs. It's really cool.
Now that's fun, isn't it?
I'm going home and doing that.
Yeah. It's so fun. My kids have done it. Yeah. They don't do it anymore. They're older now. They don't. Mom's not cool.
They're like, mom's not cool. Yeah. Well, very
I hated
good.
That phase. Yeah, I know. Mom, you're not cool. I'm the coolest mom ever.
Don't you forget it.
And you are the coolest mom ever. No, so don't
worry. Well, here's the thing. To your own kids, nobody's a cool mom, you know. But you may be the coolest mom to all their friends.
Right. I am. And like one of the kids for Justice's baseball team, she's like, do you know who your mom is? And he goes, yeah, just Julia Neville. She's just my mom.
It's like, so ew.
I don't know, but I think they will get it later.
I hope so. Later. Oh, my gosh.
My daughter did once, and because she saw me on stage and, like, in a completely different persona. Mm-hmm. And she was like...
Like, who are you?
Yeah. And she goes, you're kind of good, and that's all you're going to get.
Oh, yeah, I did with Justice. Kind of good. My son, he was like, Mom, you were good. I was like...
Best moment ever.
Can you say that again? I didn't clean my ears.
Can you put that in writing? Put that in writing.
I need a recording.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, my 20-year-old went to my birthday party. We had a big birthday bash in Bucyrus, and she came to the show. And afterwards, well, actually during the show, she made me cry, sang Suds in the Bucket. And I always talk about my daughters before that. I was like, hey, who are the moms out there? Shout out to the moms, you know. And she was out in the audience, and I looked over at her, and she was crying, and I was like, this is a special moment, too. Yeah. Mm. You know, she's 20. She's in that stage that getting out of the mom's not cool stage, but ooh, I love her. You know, like the the transitional stage. So, yeah.
I feel ya. All right. Well, we do have to get out of here for the day. We hope that you, thank you for stopping back by. Oh, my gosh.
No problem. It was I just came for her.
Oh, well, no, we're
that's so
happy.
Funny that it came. I was so happy that you changed your schedule, and I was like, yes, because I couldn't make it on Tuesday.
Yeah, right, absolutely, and we appreciate you girls, and everybody get out to the turkey, the Dogwood Festival tonight.
Tonight, yes. Mm-hmm. Opening ceremonies, national anthem, and then I take the stage at 6 o'clock.
See our friend Tracy here, and next weekend as well on Friday night. See both these lovely ladies.
Right, yeah.
Very good.
Both of us.
Yeah. You get the 1-2 punch. Yeah.
Double deuce. Double deuce.
All right. Well, we do have to get out of here for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in and have a wonderful weekend. Be very safe out there and we'll see you right back here on Monday. So thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This just in.
The Telegram News has a new website.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Same dedicated coverage.
Same trustworthy news with a brand new look.
Covering Jackson and Benton County and surrounding areas.
Locally owned and operated, TheTelegramNews.com has its finger on the pulse of the community.
Stay up to date on local events, high school sports, and breaking news.
TheTelegramNews.com.
Subscribe today at TheTelegramNews.com.
Check it out.